Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
I'm John Batts with Judy Dempsey of Strategic Europe. She's in Berlin. She's the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe, part of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, asking her colleagues questions, hard questions. They don't have one answer. The new question is, can the EU be a global player? After the disappointment of the G20, many of these states were participating in the G20. The question seems extremely relevant. Do you want to step up? I'm going to start in Africa, Judy, because two of your correspondents, one teaches African studies, one is a member of an organization with Africa roots, Niger, I believe, in the army. Mm-hmm. The question is raised about France, something I had not read about. I know that President Macron had been active in traveling in Francophone Africa heretofore, from Chad to Burkina Faso. But the observation here seems to be that France has to solve its nascent or its regretfully reminiscent colonialism. How so, Judy? And how can the EU participate in this?
Well, despite all the nice statements of a new beginning with the European Union and Africa, this is not going to happen because the European Union, because of its member states particularly, don't make this leap to look at Africa in a post-colonial way. And you refer to our two Africa respondents. One is from Zimbabwe, Chipudanendra, and one is from Niger. I mean, they believe that since France's history is tied up with Africa, France must take the lead in changing the mindset on how you deal with the individual Africa countries, not Africa as a whole, but the individual Africa countries. And certainly, as one of the respondents say, I mean, France is now just leaving the Sahel, Niger, and this other areas in Mali, which has been a disaster, because actually it had a mindset which didn't move ahead to take into account the changing perspectives and interpretations of the relationship between these African countries and France. So in other words, the EU and the Africa relationship will only take a major positive turn if it's driven principally by France.
Federico Fabbrini teaches at Dublin, and he believes that there must be treaty changes for the EU to become a global player. He names in particular fiscal leadership and military leadership, and there must be an executive branch. Is that imaginable in the immediate future, a president who commands foreign policy?
Federico Fabbrini is completely right. He's an Italian political scientist, and he's always been arguing this. He's right on this, but the political will to do this is not there because of the member states, because of the different interests, because they don't want to pool this kind of sovereignty into a kind of much stronger Europe. The Eurozone, it's not going to go anywhere with a banking union or a unified capital markets. This means an integrated Europe, and there's no willingness to do this at the moment. For foreign policy, it means an absolutely integrated foreign policy at the center, which would weaken the member states. At the moment, it's bilateralism that holds the key, the member states that have their own interests. It's not the European Union. And if they don't want to give the European Union this kind of integrated power, the European Union will not be a global player.
We have a little more than a minute, and this topic is enormous. But I mentioned that your colleague, Stefan Lena, I hope I pronounce it, of Carnegie, notes about the rise of nationalism. Look at Bratislava. They're about to have a vote in Slovakia. I saw that note the other day, and the leading candidate is indicating the pro-Moscow statements, whether he acts on it or not. There are other states that have nationalist movements that are dissenting in the Ukraine war. Is this a rising concern everywhere, Judy?
It is a rising concern, and Slovakia is a terrific case in point. President Putin gave a long interview yesterday and he said, oh, the Soviet Union shouldn't have invaded Czechoslovakia or Hungary. Guess what? He's trying to influence the outcome of the Slovak elections and influencing Hungary's ever closer relationship with Russia. You talk about the EU being a global player. How can we be a global player when we don't even have our own house in order when it comes to values and principles and transparent democracy and the rule of law?
And the Slovakia election, do you believe that this man is going to be the, I mean, the polls show what this news item indicated, that his pro-Moscow stance is popular.
Mr. Fico has been in power before. We've got to be very careful of opinion polls, and we've got to at least give the benefit of the doubt to the electorate.
Judy Dempsey, she is the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe. You can sign up by just putting your email in and understanding that the EU, the G20, NATO, we're all in this together, except we act about it as if we're not. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.